You lie there in your hospital bed, your body getting frail, the sores continually growing, and just often enough to keep us in despair, a robotic nurse comes in and prods you with an instrument to see just how close to death you are. You were expected to live for only 3 days after they called me, but you've lasted for 2 weeks without food or more than a few drops of water that we've put on your tongue to keep it from cracking and bleeding. You've waited for so long for all of your loved ones to arrive, to stand around you to say, it's okay to die, it's okay to go now. But you stay there on the cusp between this world and the other. And just as your heart slows down and the nurses say that your passing is only moments away, the sound of a wretched cough fills the room. It is the sound of congestive heart failure, the sound of drowning. But you refuse to go. You remain, long after you can move no muscles, long after you've lost your ability to see. It's interesting that, even up to this point, your eyes still appear to cry. Eventually, all of us get a feeling that instructs us to surround your bed. We all watch and chant comforting words as your breathing slows and eventually stops. The nurse, who is really just doing her job, comes in and confirms that your heart has stopped beating. I maintain my focus because they say that your sense of hearing continues some time after the rest of your body ceases to function. I imagine the sound of my voice becoming more and more distant. I hold your hand and continue speaking until the space around me feels empty.